Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Witnessing, Lifestyle of a Committed Christian. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 26. Look for opportunities. It's the story of a wicked couple. He was governor, she the daughter of a king. Scripture doesn't tell us much about them, but three verses reveal a lot. Let's read our text. Acts chapter 24, beginning with verse 24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now, as he reasoned from righteousness, about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given to him by Paul that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. This couple just had the Apostle Paul tell them that because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, righteousness could be received. Self-control is made possible. Judgment could be accomplished. Mercy. What was their response? Well, let's take a look. First, consider the purpose of Paul's meeting. Verse 24. And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Who were these two anyway? Well, secular history and biblical history tell us that Felix was the governor and procurator of Judea. It was about AD 52. His wife Drusilla was one of three daughters of King Herod Agrippa the First. Felix seduced her to leave her husband Aziz, king of Emesa. One of her sisters, Bernice, married King Agrippa. Her father, Herod Agrippa the First, murdered James, John's brother, and tried to kill Peter. That's in Acts chapter 12. Her great-uncle, Herod Antipas, killed John the Baptist. And her great-grandfather, Herod the Great, murdered the babies in Bethlehem, trying to kill Jesus. And Drusilla was Felix's third wife. Though she was a Jewish, Drusilla had no regard for God's Ten Commandments, obviously. And what did they hear? Paul shared the story of Jesus, of how God sent his son. Jesus lived a sinless life here on earth, and at the age of 33 died on the cross. But he rose from the dead on the third day. 500 people saw him alive, and after 40 days, he ascended to heaven. Imagine with me, Paul talking to Felix. Felix, I was on your side until one day as I traveled to Damascus, a light shone from heaven, and that day someone touched me. Felix, the Lord told me, go your way, for you are my chosen vessel. Felix, I have been obedient to that vision. Listen, the purpose of that meeting was to share the gospel. The kingdom was always looking for, the apostle was always looking for opportunity to win souls for God's kingdom. Second, consider the presentation of Paul's message. Verse 25, the first part of it. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. The nature of righteousness. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. That's clear. And yet, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20 says, for I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Listen, it is an imputed righteousness. It's not something we can earn. Romans chapter 4, verse 20, down to verse 24. He, referring to Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to us, but also, that it was imputed to him, but also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So the nature of righteousness is that it's imputed. It's not gained. There's nothing we can do to gain righteousness. And then there's a need for self-control. Listen, this hit home for these two, Felix and Drusilla, and their obvious lack of self-control. Man controls everything but himself. John 16, verse 8, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. In 1973, Dr. Carl Menninger, one of the world's leading psychiatrists, published a book titled, Whatever Became a Sin? Sin has been dropped, he said, as a word in our dictionary. Weaknesses, tendencies, faults, errors, but not the fact of sin. People are no longer sinful. They're only immature, underprivileged, frightened, or sick. But they're not sinful. But listen, a holy God demands righteousness. So there's the nature of righteousness that is imputed and not earned. There's the issue, the need for self-control. And then there's the nearness of judgment. Acts chapter 17, when the Apostle Paul is on Mars Hill giving his speech to all those who are worshiping all kinds of stuff, and he gave them the whole story of God and creation all the way up to Jesus. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 31, he said, he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. There is a penalty for sin. There will be a judgment, and it's coming. And then third, consider the penetration of Paul's message. Verse 25, the second part of it. Felix was afraid. He was terrified. He had a guilty conscience. And he had a conviction of fear. Listen, and Romans took pride in being able to restrain their emotions for whatever situation they find themselves in. The truth of the gospel struck him dead center on target. And then fourth, consider the procrastination with Paul's message. The third part of verse 25, he answered, go away for now. Felix understood the message, but refused. He saw the light, but he preferred darkness. His mind was informed, his heart was moved, but he still wouldn't obey. John chapter 5, verse 40. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. Oh, when I have a convenient time, I'll call for you. That's what he said. One of these days, listen, means none of these days. Procrastination is a thief. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, the second part of it. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, there's an old story that's told of Satan and four demons discussing lost souls and how to deal with them. I have it, one demon said. I'll go to earth and tell people there is no God. It'll never work, said Satan. People can look around and see there's a God. I'll go tell them there is no heaven, the second demon suggested, but Satan also rejected that idea. Everyone knows there is life after death, and they want to go to heaven. Let's tell them there is no hell, said a third demon. No, conscience tells them their sin will be judged, said the devil. Quietly, the fourth demon spoke. I'll go to earth and tell everyone there is no hurry. A convenient time, listen, will never come. You will find no convenient time and you will find yourself in hell. Felix was at the point of conversion, but, well, let me ask you, are you saved? Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 20 reads, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're not saved. And then fifth, consider the perverseness toward Paul's ministry. Verse 26, meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given to him by Paul, that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. Felix was greedy for money, so he shook off his awakened conscience, and his old sins began to regain control. No more trembling. He listened unmoved. If the gospel doesn't affect you anymore, beware. Felix tried to gain the world, but he lost his soul. The time never came, and the treasure never came. Felix, interestingly, is the Latin for happy, but his name proved to be false. Paul means small, but he powerfully preached and practiced righteousness. Look for opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ and share it with urgency and then leave the results to God. You have a great day.